Hey folks, Tim Miller here. Would you know what to do if this happens to you? A woman is stopped by a mob as they're attacking her car. She doesn't know what to do, obviously. She gets out and starts trying to reason with the mob. Hey, what are you doing? Please stop. Obviously, they're not having any of it. The bottom line is, folks, if these folks had been more aggressive or she fit a target for the mob, she could have lost her life. She could have been beaten. We're seeing that all across the country. So the question is, would you know what to do? Would you know how to respond, especially if your family's in the car? Well, let's think about what mobs are first. There are huge numbers of people that are really angry. Folks, it's happening so often. Right now, we're in the middle of the Palestinian protest. Do you think if you drove into one of their protests and happened to not look right, that they may be aggressive towards you? You see, these mobs are often comprised of young people. They're often driven by hatred, and violence is right at the top. Often, they're not afraid of the police, not afraid of the judges or any repercussions. They'll quickly move into a violent situation if others initiate the violence. So pretty soon you've heard the mob action. You see, mob violence in the U.S. has been going on for the last several years, and it's increasing, and it's very concerning. We saw it with Antifa and BLM. We're seeing it more and more often now with climate activists blocking roads. We're also seeing it with white right-wing extremist groups. People are angry, and you don't want to be in the middle of it. So let's talk about what can we do to make sure you do know what to do. First off, common sense, folks. We don't go near any of these areas. We avoid them at all costs. Well, Tim, how do you know, if you're doing it? Well, if you've got apps on your phone, Waze and some of the Apple Maps and all the things that we use every day, they'll show you when a road's blocked. So you need to have that up. You also need to be listening to news. Folks, if you're in a city, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, you need to expect more of this. In my lifetime, I've never seen more angry people willing to go out and destroy things to make their point. And that's really what is happening with a lot of these mobs. So especially now, with anger rising, with law enforcement being reduced, court systems in question, we're in a bad place. So let's just talk real quickly about what do you do. Well, folks, let's say that you're not paying attention, and the first time you figure it out is when you're looking up. Do yourself a favor. Do whatever you have to do to turn around and go the other way. Get out of it quickly. See, when you think in advance, that'll be a response. But some people don't think about it in advance, and they drive right into it. If you see it way up ahead, maybe you can't turn around, try to make the first right or left and get out of that area. You don't want to be in that area with a vehicle. Vehicles limit your ability to do things like cover and evacuate yourself and your family. Also, folks, go ahead and notify 911. If it looks like it's getting violent, leave the speaker on, call 911. But understand, folks, the police are likely not going to be able to get to you. But you can ask the dispatcher, where do I go to get to police lines? Because when you get behind police lines, then you're going to have some level of protection. If you're caught in it, you're there. You try to move slowly through it. And let me just say this to you, folks. This is time when you do not want to in any way incite the mob. So even to smile, hey, yeah, I'm with you. Even do not look like the enemy. Because if you do, you will likely be targeted first by a couple that notice you, but then it'll be 50 or 60. Then you're in a bad place. So use your people skills. Use your de-escalation skills. We talk about that all the time. If threatened with violence, you got a decision to make. In this case, I don't think the lady was threatened with violence. But if you're threatened with violence, you've got a choice. What are you going to do? Well, the one thing you don't want to do is get out of the car, because a mob surrounding you is a bad thing. You do have an option to drive. Maybe people are going to get hurt. But again, remember, you only use force, and you've heard this 1,000 times on this channel. If you know the law, you have the facts in front of you based on that law to use force, and you only use reasonable force. Now, someone could argue that a mob threatening to kill you, that's a deadly force encounter. You certainly could make that argument. So if you're threatened with using with folks, hey, I'm going to kill you, whatever, those are facts. You may choose to turn your vehicle towards the least amount of people and try to get out of there. But always remember, try to avoid injuring people if possible. People ask me this all the time. If you're armed, can I pull my weapon? Well, again, what's the law say? What's the facts in front of you tell you can do? And is it reasonable? So folks, here's where I would really challenge you to think through situations like this, because remember, and we talk about this, in a crisis, 90% of the skills you need are right here. If you don't train your mind and body ahead of a crisis, it's likely it's not going to go well. That's what we do all over the country. That's what we're going to do with our firearms training coming up in December in Florida. But you've got to be thinking, because when you get in those situations, you have quarter seconds to make life or death decisions. So remember, you're going to look for paths of escape. If you did decide you were going to get out of your vehicle because you're watching them move towards your vehicle, can't go anywhere, maybe you get out, maybe you run into a store. But what about my car? Let me tell you something. You can get another car, but you can't get another family. So make sure that you're thinking through it. If you've got to bail out, bail out. But understand too that in situations like this, where the mobs are heavy and thick, you could be in for a serious challenge until you're able to get out of that area. And that's the biggest takeaway. So folks, I hope this is helpful. We're doing this so that people that haven't thought about these situations aren't caught by surprise and not know what to do. So if we're helping you, if it's helpful for you to have this information, please like, share, subscribe. I know that, you know, the channel itself is kind of being held back because, you know, I am obviously very pro-police and I support those folks that are willing to lay down their life to save us. So I am not going to back up from that. That's what I'm called to do. So I hope this is helpful. Please think about this. Think about this video. What would I do if? What would my plan be? And then begin every day to ask yourselves those questions. So folks, it's getting a little crazy, but we're going to be okay. We're going to be skilled and trained. So hope God blesses you. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next time.